Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
After 7, welcome back. A new study shows that a powerful turmeric extract may help protect the brain against a range of neurodegenerative diseases, including aluminium-induced neurotoxicity caused from daily exposure to chemicals in some cookware, cosmetics, and medicines. Joining us online is Vanessa Asianko, health and wellness expert, nutritional consultant, unpacking this discussion. Vanessa, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Well, tell us a little bit about the research and the study conducted with regards to further benefits around turmeric.
Okay, so, you know, we already are very aware of the toxic exposure that we have to multiple chemicals. Aluminium is very common in cookware, in cosmetics, lipsticks, specific medicines, and it's a neurotoxin. So what that means is that it affects your ability in sort of your inflammatory response in your brain. So it causes a lot of inflammation in the brain, which is linked to things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, even multiple sclerosis, ADHD, etc. So the more exposure you have to these neurotoxins, it has a very severe impact on your cognitive function, on the health of your actual brain, which is something that people don't really focus on. But this specific study was done by a biomed research company and published in the journal. And what it showed is it tested the neuroprotective effect of BCM95. Now, BCM95 is a specific turmeric extract. So we know that, for example, in turmeric, the spice that you cook with has high amounts of curcumin. Mm-hmm. But there are different types of curcumin. So there's specific extracts that are therapeutic. So BCM95 is shown to be one of the most superior curcumin extracts. So what the study found is that over a 45-day period, BCM95 was more effective than just your standard turmeric extracts in mitigating the toxic effects of aluminium buildup in the brain. So this means that it's shown to actually bind these heavy metals, thus obviously reducing oxidative stress, increasing antioxidants in brain tissue, improving glutathione levels, which is your master. Glutathione is just so important for so many different things. But what it shows is that curcumin actually binds heavy metals, and this is a very important thing because we are surrounded by, you know, whether you use certain cosmetics, certain medications, cookware, all of that, you're exposed to all these heavy metals. So curcumin has shown to really bind, these heavy metals in the body and excrete them. So it's very important for neuroprotection, which is what ultimately, you know, we need to decrease the amount of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, ADHD, even things like depression has been shown to be an inflammatory brain issue.
Interesting. Well, between curcumin and BCM95, are they two different extracts, two different things altogether?
So curcumin is the group, or, you know, curcumin is the extract of turmeric. Mm-hmm. BCM95 is a very specific curcumin extract.
Okay.
So it's got one of the actual extract, BCM95, has got probably the most clinical research around the benefits of curcumin. So BCM95 is a specific extract. It's available in South Africa through a brand called Biocurcumin. So Biocurcumin contains, you just have to look at the back of a curcumin extract and see if it contains BCM95.
Sure.
A lot of the clinical data around curcumin has been done on BCM95.
Sure. Now, in general, turmeric extracts that most people are familiar with, you know, off the counter in various spice shops, normal, you know, retailers, turmeric in general, would most of them contain, you know, that particular component, the BCM95, or in general, holistically, you know, just turmeric is directly linked to preventing neurodegenerative diseases, or is it subject to BCM95?
So what's interesting is that it's amazing. You should be cooking with a really good turmeric, something that's hasn't been exposed to a lot of heavy metals and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So cooking daily with turmeric or having a turmeric tea and all of that, you know, in many traditional cultures, that's what they do, is a very powerful sort of modality to reduce inflammation. So the thing that curcumin does, which makes it so powerful, is it reduces systematic inflammation. And we know that inflammation is at the root cause of every illness. So to do things every day that reduce your inflammation, that increase your antioxidant capacities, and this is all the foundational in terms of how you eat every day and what you're not eating. So we don't want inflammatory foods like seed oils and sugar and a lot of refined carbohydrates and commercial meats. Those are all inflammatory foods. So what we want to do is every day invest in our health in a way that you know, enhances and optimizes our health. So adding turmeric extract and cooking with turmeric is amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about therapeutic, if someone has got cognitive issues, highly inflammatory, you know, if you've got a lot of pain or rheumatoid arthritis, and you've got an inflammatory issue, which you can actually test through a blood test, your CRP, which is test your inflammation in your body, people can actually do this and see, then you need a very concentrated form of an extract, which would be something like BCM95. This is a therapeutic way of taking in curcumin, because otherwise you'd have to consume 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of turmeric to get a capsule of BCM95. So what extracts are, they're just concentrated forms, therapeutic concentrated forms of extracts.
Mm. Well, what we notice also is that a lot of companies that sell turmeric in bulk or in bulk wholesalers to retailers, a lot of them generally in spices have a certain ratio between the original product versus preservatives and other compounds attached to it, making it very difficult to delineate how much really turmeric is an actual turmeric bought of a general retailer. Would it be wiser to rather actually get the turmeric product itself and use that component if you're interested in getting high levels of BCM95, or it's very relative and doesn't really matter?
Well, you know, if you are, like I said, if you want a therapeutic dose, you would need a much concentrated form of curcumin, which would be something like BCM95. I do prefer if you can get the turmeric root and actually use that, because unfortunately, a lot of these powders are exposed to different, you know, radiation things, as well as plastic, you know, depending on how they package them. They can be sprayed with chemicals to increase the shelf life. They can go rancid. Turmeric also has a slight oil to it. So my concern sometimes, if you let spices sit for too long on a shelf or even at home and they're slightly exposed to heat, they actually change their molecular structure. So when you're using something, you know, that's why I like the whole root, the same as ginger. I think using the whole root and grating it and doing something with it like that is a very powerful way of consuming it. But if someone has got a chronic disease or is suffering from something that needs therapeutic doses, that's where I always recommend a supplement like BCM95 or a supplement of any kind. But we have to make sure that we get the foundations right. So how are you sleeping, what you're eating, you know, the chemicals that you're using in your home, on your body. We need to get like all of that right, because I feel that a lot of people are just supplementing and they're not getting the basics right. And I don't think you get the full benefit of something unless you actually radically change a lot of the things that are actually making you sick in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's more a holistic approach to lifestyle as opposed to just isolating individual ingredients.
Exactly, 100%.
Sure. Besides turmeric that, you know, is very, very effective in lots of general conditions, are there other supplementations that complement, you know, neurogenerative abilities or prevent the decline thereof?
So I think omega-3, a very good quality omega-3 is very important. You know, curcumin is just, so inflammation in the brain is a big issue. And, you know, a lot of people who have cognitive decline, your brain works on very specific fats, EPA and DHA. And to really feed the brain those fats is vital for optimum, you know, cognitive function, prevention of neurodegeneration and all of that. people don't really focus much on brain health. It's quite interesting, unless they have an issue with memory, focus, concentration, depression, ADHD, and all of that. So we need to be able to feed the brain specific nutrients like omega-3 fats, which are very, very important. And I would even say, you know, the most powerful thing you can do is actually reducing inflammation in the body, because everything is linked to that. What they're now discovering is that, well, it's not new, but it's sort of very relevant, is that type 3 diabetes is known as Alzheimer's. So controlling your blood sugar, or if you have insulin resistance or pre-diabetes, you need to take supplements that actually assist with that. And it's very, very vital. People who are diabetic or insulin resistant, their decline in cognitive function and the aggressive decline and acceleration as well of neurodegeneration is very relevant. So it's very important to control your blood sugar levels. And one of the best things to control your blood sugar levels is through your diet, adequate sleep, and reducing your stress levels. Berberine is a very powerful regulator of metabolic or blood sugar issues. It's also 100% natural, a lot of studies around berberine. So you want to prevent type 3 diabetes, in a sense, is what they're linking Alzheimer's, dementia, and all of that to. You know, magnesium is such a powerful nutrient for the brain and for your central nervous system. A lot of people who struggle with anxiety, nervousness, lack, you know, inability to sleep, they have a magnesium deficiency, and just such a simple mineral such as magnesium corrects a lot of issues with your central nervous system. So those kinds of things, you know, you're looking at omega-3, you're looking at curcumin for reducing inflammation, berberine for blood sugar imbalances, magnesium as basically a master mineral that regulates your whole body in a very, very powerful way. And then if you have got, for example, a high stress, well, stress also affects your brain in a very significant way. If you have got that, then you need to take something like B vitamins, because when you're stressed, you deplete B vitamins at such a rapid rate. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big believer in targeted nutraceutical therapy, which is very specific to an individual and their needs. But I can tell you that at the base of just about every illness is inflammation. And if we reduce systematic inflammation, we have a very strong advantage in really correcting and optimizing our health.
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, thank you so very much for your time this morning. We really appreciate all the insight. All the best to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Vanessa Ashianko, health and wellness expert, nutritional consultant, unpacking that discussion for us.